A lust-filled bigamist and his two wives. They will do anything to please their man, or else a savage murder. Detectives have a suspect, but no evidence. Will the killer get away with murder?
It's a universal dream to fly like a bird, to soar on wings into the heavens. But it's nothing compared to the reality. This is our planet, seen as never before, a bird's eye view. Theirs is a journey that covers the world, filled with astonishing natural events, extreme challenges, and hard-won rewards. This is the world on a wing.
Abounding with natural marvels and largely untouched by human ambition, it strikes the newcomer as a land of endless prospect, an impression vividly reinforced from the passenger seat of a low-flying Cessna 180. Rick Halford is showing us a piece of Alaska, tucked between national parks and other protected lands, about 250 miles southwest of Anchorage, the heart of the Bristol Bay watershed. Salt Lake City, 1977, the home of the Mormons. Mormons get a bad name for a practice they gave up over 100 years ago.
Four.
But not all of them gave it up.
Five.
There are those who feel they shouldn't change their beliefs to suit other people.
Seven.
Dr. Rulon Allred is one of them. If the Almighty wants Rulon to have a different wife for each day of the week, it's not up to him to question that. From the outside, Rulon's home seems happy and calm. But behind closed doors, it's a different story. There are simmering tensions and jealousies.
If Nell Harper Lee ever wanted proof that fame has its drawbacks, she didn't have to look farther than her childhood neighbor, Truman Capote. After her enormously successful first novel, she's lived a life as private as Capote's was public. As a child, Harper Lee was an unruly tomboy. She fought on the playground, she talked back to teachers, and resisted any sort of conformity. Lee loved 19th century British authors best and once said that her ambition was to become the Jane Austen of South Alabama.